Listening Dog Media.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
Hello and welcome to today's Hot Mess Mums Club Nibble. We're chatting with Pilates instructor Jill Bennison all about the benefits of yoga and Pilates during a time when, let's face it, we could all use a bit of it. Before that though, I just wanted to ask if you could leave us a lovely review after listening to this episode. We hope to read a few more of them out later in the series. Thank you so much.
The Hot Mess Mums, Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
Okay, so just a little sort of brief Pilates Northeast, the business in Durham is about 17 years old, girls. And I actually was taking that business. It's always timing, isn't it, in life, but we grow and learn from it. But I've just managed to take that business in the last, say, 12 months to its best ever place. So I was getting really excited and the clients at Durham were signing up for Create Retreats and it just seemed to be that the sister businesses were going somewhere beautiful. And then 17th of March, as we all know, boom, studio closed. Got myself home and I think I felt like my hair was on fire for the first few weeks. It's like, well, what on earth do you do? And
yeah,
nobody's got the manual. Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, never done anything like this before. I mean, just Callum saying that to us now, you know, these buttons and the mics. If you'd asked me that 6 months ago, I wouldn't have had a clue. So I'm starting to see the good things that have come out of it. So answer to your lovely question, Jenny, is that fortunately, with kindness around me, managed to pivot the business quickly online. My website designer came and she said, look, I'll be a bridge for you. We can take this from physical space to online. I had a tribe of some of my teachers just gifting the classes to clients to teach them how to Zoom and then give them maybe a one-on-one, you know, position the camera. And honestly, from six people, it's just been growing and growing and growing. And here we are 6 months later, got on the flight in July because Zoom gives you a passport, doesn't it, ladies, to teach from wherever. And now I'm on the beautiful island of Crete, experiencing Create Retreats, just my husband and I, but zooming from here and, you know, still serving my clients and I'm starting to definitely fall into this place of, wow, isn't technology amazing?
Mm-hmm. And the essence of it is just, I think for you, Kelly, and what I've seen and what I've noticed from discovering it intensively over COVID is it doesn't matter what chaos is going on outside and in the outside world. It's all about your inner peace. It sounds a cliche, but it is. And if you do it regularly, it literally, I think practice means that eventually it's in your subconscious and your mind will know when it has to tap into that inner zone because it knows you can't possibly cope with the outer zone today.
That's true. You know what happened to me, girls? A confession. You have the Pilates teacher practitioner. So on lockdown, I did the most crazy thing. I left my practice.
Whoa.
I left my practice.
Yeah,
for about a month. And I was doing this whole like picking this guy up and looking what other people, looking for solutions, looking what was happening, you know,
panicking
even more. Didn't move my body, didn't release my mind, did the actual opposite, So I've now experienced living without my personal practice. And all I can tell you is, that's no life.
No.
Look, that is no way of existing. What Jenny, she just encapsulated beautifully there, what it is to her. And I just know that I can't be without my practice. So I've made a promise now to myself for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
My back's there behind me. It's my best friend and it's reliable. It's always there. It's easy. You can roll it out anytime, any place, anywhere. You can either have guidance from a teacher like myself or find your inner guidance, like Jenny's got it all stored in a nice place for her. But that time that we must set aside to nurture and to self-love ourselves, that is so precious to us that then it just spills out into everybody else that's in our world. So you're going to be much more patient mums, yeah? My husband would say to me when I gave up Friday night going out in Newcastle, Kelly, you'll like this one. Louise and I used to go to the Buddhist center and do yoga for an hour and a half. And honestly, we'd come out of yoga and we'd be just so zenned out. And I'd drive home and I'd go in the house and Andreas, my husband, he'd be like, I like you.
Yeah.
Like it just gives you that.
Yeah.
It's almost like an aura, isn't it? A calmness. Yeah. And that's attractive. It's attractive first and foremost for ourselves to feel that, but then we share it with our loved ones and that's a beautiful thing.
I do feel, you know, we've heard a lot during the lockdown about a lot of different groups that have been isolated, particularly the elderly and people who are very poor and can't get out. But I feel like mums have kind of been forgotten, actually, because I do feel that it's affected them massively. And you know, first-time mums, long-term mums, whatever, we've kind of gone backwards. We're back in the home.
Yeah.
We're back in the house all the time. You know, we are juggling everything again and trying to find that time and balance. And I think that we have been forgotten a little bit. And so we have to sort of stand up for ourselves in that way, find that time that we make for us and, you know, make sure that we get that time, whether it's online training or, you know, on your own, whatever you do, it's right because no one's going to look after us. And that's the sad fact, you know, unless we do it, then we can't look to everybody else as well. So we've got to find that time to put ourselves first.
That's so true, isn't it? And if you've got a great relationship and you're living with somebody that's more than happy to give you that hour to, you know, look after the child, then you've created that space, but that's not maybe available to everybody, is it? You know what I've been meeting online and on Zoom, because it's, the whole new world. I've met so many babies and young children as well. But there's been some really glorious things, like sometimes when the mum was getting on the mat and the toddler was a bit active, because it is yoga and Pilates, and it's also slow, and you know my voice is different to this. Maybe I'm just a little bit more zenned out. The babies and the young ones were starting to tap into that whole energy that the parents were having. I was seeing it in babies. I was seeing it in toddlers, and I'm telling you now, I've seen it in dogs and cats.
My dog falls asleep. But dog comes in when during Zoom. It's just Staffy. I mean, they're crazy, right? And I sort of, when I first, you know, when you said that you took a month out with COVID, there was a turning point. God, you know what? Kelly said I'd get on with you, Julian. I'm getting to Crete. I mean, I'm the hot mess mum. I'm the, what was it? The hot mess mum on the run. That's me.
She's been pushing this one. We just need a travel sponsor, and then we'll be sorted to be going all around the world.
I'm out there, but the crux was the straight away at the beginning of COVID. I decided, there's no yoga. And also because it's a hot yoga studio, I thought, well, I can't do hot yoga at home. Forget it.
Yeah.
And then a message popped up that they were going to adapt onto Zoom, and I'm not that. You know, I was like, I've never done things online. I thought, I'm not doing it. I'll just have to wait. But something up here just went, listen, you bloody need it.
Yes.
Just do it. And I turned on the worked out Zoom straight away. I thought, if I don't do it now, I ain't gonna do it. And I did it, and you I was did. Like, and every single day for 3-4 months.
Absolutely.
And but I remember that really point. I am as well.
No, seriously, genuinely, no, pat on the back. And because we're faced with decisions, aren't we? But what you did, you just knew that without that practice, you were definitely wiser than me, Jenny, on that one. You knew that if you left it, you'd start to lose all of that keeps you internally balanced.
So yeah, I think also
I'm really happy for you.
And I think also it's our age, sort of being in my 50s too, that, you know, you realise you've got to rein some hormonal shit in, because otherwise, you know, there'll be dead bodies lying around. So, you know, but the dog. Go on, what? Oh, with the hot yoga.
No, I was just about to say, I didn't realise you were in your 50s looking fabulous, may I say.
I mean, so you can wear every kind of colour as well, like literally this lady, white, neon. I'm like, oh, is there any colour that doesn't suit you? But my friends are constantly saying to me, how does she do it? How does she look about 30? What is going on?
I'm like, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. It's just
sleep.
It's sleep. I was going to say that word that begins with M, menopause. This morning when I was doing a few little notes, I was thinking, I wonder if the girls touch on menopause. So, Kelly, you're just a baby. You're the baby in the group today, yeah?
Yeah, but we've talked about quite a lot. We have Meg Matthews on, haven't we, Jenny? And
and obviously the Dumb Breeding Girls who've done that little series, which was all about
excellent. I went through a bit of a horrific menopause.
Yeah.
But apparently you don't die at the end of it. I'm here living proof.
There are days.
It was tough. But again, what saved me was my practice. I didn't go on to HRT. It was a choice that I made. And I know we all have choices and we become, you know, as informed as possible. But I was that close. But I decided, I'll just keep on relying on, you know, my practice and obviously a holistic sort of outlook on life, making sure that we're looking at things from every angle. Because, we're talking exercise today, but being out here on the beautiful island of Crete and Greek Mama, you know, she's here, she's 87 and she's insisting that she's cooking for us daily. Honestly,
my
tummy is definitely getting bigger, but happily. And the Mediterranean diet, it's just so easy, you know, eating a rainbow, the fruits in season, you've got your Greek salads going on. But living in the UK, it's a little bit harder, but we know that we have to be super sort of looking at nurturing and caring for ourselves from all different angles, you know, hydration, the thoughts that we store in here and the company that we keep. I mean, chatting to you two like-minded, lovely souls here, I've got an inside sort of zingy feeling that makes me, you know, that's good. So keeping good company. And would you say as we get older, we're really good at being more selective with that as well?
Absolutely.
Who we hang out with?
Yeah, we're less frightened, aren't we, as well, of, you know, it's not the many, it's the few. Yeah. So there's a few good ones and you hold on to them and they're always in your life. Even if you don't see them for so many months, you'll pick up like you never left. And you just get good feelings. And for me, that's it. I think when you're younger, there's a lot of, I see it with Ava Lily, you know, best friends and lots of friends. And but then you realise your crew becomes small. And that's
so you've got
important.
Two best mates. So you've got two friends, haven't you, Kelly? It's me, Julian.
I don't know how much I should either, that's another story. But I think you are more selective. Yeah. And because I think you understand your core values a bit more. Everyone's got different values. And I personally can't quite get on with people who don't share similar. It doesn't suit me. So I know that's very difficult for me. So I have to make sure I'm surrounded by people in my life who I share the same thoughts maybe. Or do you know what I mean by that? It's difficult.
Yeah, I absolutely know. Absolutely know. And don't you think that time again, going back to the benefits of physical fitness, And if I may, the work that I teach, yes, I qualified as a Pilates teacher 17 years ago, and I'm a yogi since I was 40, so that's 17 years as well. But it's not just the moving of the body, it's that you touched on it earlier, Jenny. When I'm on my mat, I kind of declutter my gray matter. So yeah. You know the constant mental chatter that comes at us. And at the beginning of lockdown, did you girls sometimes feel it was a little bit like a record that and it was just stuck and it was just keep on repeating
going on,
it.
Yeah.
And it was scary. And it was really, really difficult, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the practice and then that escapism of the hour or whatever it is, because the mind has to be silenced and you're listening, aren't you, to your coaching or your inner voice if you're doing self-practice. But then when you come back and you've gone from your relaxation transcend back into daily life, you find yourself, you're at the kitchen sink doing the dishes and you're kind of la-la-laing and you're singing a bit and you're lighter and you're happier. The endorphins have come out. So I think that the strong message that we want to get over, because we're the conduits, yeah. If there's anybody out there listening and they're just not sure, I actually truly believe that online is a great starting point. I
yes.
would not have said that to you 6 yeah. months ago.
Mm.
Because this place here, you're creating a studio in the comfort of your own home, number one. Sometimes in a class environment, you can have Becky or Louise or Sophie, maybe slightly, you know we shouldn't, but we look around, don't we? Mm. And the mind goes off on one, oh, how can she do that? Or, oh, I like her leggings. You've got none of that going on. So you're really focused. You've got yeah. your teacher coming at you. And some of the positions that you go into in yoga yeah. and Pilates, if you're in a group situation, I teach a lot of pelvic floor work. So, you know, I'm asking new mums to, you know, find their bits and pieces and, you know, really connect with that intimate area. So I think people in their own home studios relay better to some of the types of classes. So there's pluses, isn't there? Because I know what yeah. you said earlier, Kelly, you know, am I missing human to human? I am. And we'll go back to this, ladies. We promise, you know, we will be back. But don't leave your practice until you can get back into the studio. Do something online. Find, you know, a teacher that you can connect with
yeah.
that speaks your language, that cares about you. You know, I screen everybody. I know the health conditions.
Hey, you taught me about the stomach muscles. I've got to say this. You know, so Gillian's niece used to babysit Ava Lily for me. I lived in Newcastle. We had no family up there. I'd had this baby. It was my first. I was crazy fast, wanted to lift weights and go mad, hurt my back, you know, never got out the house much at that point. So Louise would come and have her and I went over to Gillian for my lessons and I'd do a private and then I'd stay and we'd do the group. And I never even knew about the whole stomach muscles separating, the possibility of that after there was no GP, no midwife, nobody that told me that. And I remember Gillian, you know, sort of saying, oh, you know, you're okay, and then explaining to me all about it. And I just couldn't even sort of comprehend that women aren't even told that by their health carers at the time. There's so much I learned from you. and you...
Isn't that a really important point that you've just brought up? Because we're in this, you know, century now. Maybe our mums, grandmas didn't talk about pelvic floor as much as, you know, they should have. They wouldn't have got the education. But when we're pregnant, and we do prenatal, postnatal, but the body is an incredible thing, isn't it? I mean, look how, you know, those rectus abdominis, the six-pack separate, baby humans growing, and then the hope is you have a decent birth and back they come together again. If your transversus abdominis, your core muscles are strong enough. But that condition can sometimes mean that the muscles don't quite knit, remember, after your babies, and there's that little gap. You need correct training to make sure that the mums are understanding what your pelvic floor muscles do, you know, the bottom of the cylinder, there's three layers that we need to find them again. We can't afford to go jumping around and doing your kettlebells and your HIIT classes. Not that they're not great, they are, but they're further down the line. post-pregnancy mums, if they're not exercising, you've got to start from where you grew that human, right inside that sacred area. Check that your pelvic floor is working properly, your abdominal muscles are starting to recruit correctly. Less is more. Little pelvic floor works out. That's what we teach. And then when everything's come nicely into place and you've got that strong foundation again, by all means, let's, you know, find a little spring in our step and run in the park with the buggies. But I'm sometimes a bit worried, ladies, if I may say, with the pressure of social media, that there's this, you know, it's like, wow, isn't she amazing? She's got back into her skinny jeans. And that is so wrong. And that's a pressure that we have to take off young mums. No, 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 young mums. That is not what we're expecting of you. They're carrying their little car seats on one side. That's knocking their backs out. They're putting too much pressure on one side. They're breastfeeding or feeding more on one side and not remembering themselves. So we need to nurture, educate, and make sure that these new mums, because you know, girls, what a huge shift that is in our lives. Yes, it's the biggest joy that we'll ever have. But don't you think we've got all the hormones changing? Those new mums need our attention and help so they feel confident. Yeah, slowly get back. If it takes 9 months to make a human, I think it took me about a year to feel, oh, I think I'm all right again. What do you girls think of about that?
Wow, you're right up my street. Bang on, Julian. Nama bloody stay.
Me too. Bless your heart. Thank you for making it happen.
Thank you. Love to greet.
A pleasure.
You are. Take care of yourselves. And we'll be in touch real soon. Lots of love.
Yeah. Take care. Love you lot. Take care.
Bye, Jill.
Bye, Julian.